Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently. Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have the Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get the Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Charles Brantley, I don't know much about his situation, okay? He made the big play against Michigan 2 years ago. He played in, what, 10 or 11 games last year? Kind of silent, but when you have a bad pass defense, what do you make out of it?
Right. When you look and your pass defense is 109, then, yeah, that's probably why you're looking at probably hit leaving too. Now, for him, I don't know. I mean, it could just be when I saw one of the first offers that he tweeted out was Colorado.
I know. Just,
that tells me, you know what, he's a kid from Florida, Deion. I want to go play for Deion Sanders. He's prime time. He's going to get me ready for the league. I don't think Colorado's going to win very many games, but you get to say you've been coached by one of the best corners ever to play football.
Can't deny that.
And Deion Sanders. Yep. So college football, it is free agency. Is it anything that Michigan State could have done? No. Maybe win more games.
And that was it, but even then.
But is the program falling apart? Is this all Mel Tucker's fault? No. For anybody saying that this is all Mel Tucker's fault, they wanted to blame him for anything.
Absolutely.
And they're still angry because he makes $9.5 million a year. That's why. And I don't understand why so many Spartan fans are angry about that. It's not your money. And the people who are so angry, I promise you, haven't given a dime to the university. But, you know, Joey in Roseville is just so bent out of shape. But this is unexcusable. Well, they're not firing him, guys.
Well, it's
they're not.
Whole what have you done for me lately type deal. You know, when he wins 11 games, he's the greatest thing that's ever happened right to a football field. When he wins 4 games or 5 games, it's get him out of here. And, I mean, you just take the prime example of looking down the road. Jim Harbaugh did not achieve his success until year 7.
Yeah.
And it was okay because he was getting them to a
but
spot.
Yeah, they were but see, his people weren't – they were just starting to turn on him at the beginning of year 7.
But it took that long,
right,
is my point.
Where you already got people circling the wagons. They got the pitchforks out there. They got the torches ready to be lit. They're waiting for this thing to fall apart because – you paid him too much money. And I granted, you know, heavy is the head that makes $10 million a year, but this wasn't on him. First of all, Peyton Thorne, every Spartan fan wanted this to happen, and it happened. And now you're bitching and complaining. Keon Coleman and Brantley, especially Brantley, came out the blue.